Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show. Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Sean's in charge.
He's the man with the mic.
The triad's best.
And he rocks the mic right.
He's got a real good team.
Right across the board.
Carmen, she's a cutie.
But she's not a who.
Skip's kind of slow.
But he's a real cool dude.
He runs all over town.
But acting like a fool.
So turn the radio up.
And don't change that dial.
98.7.
It's everything Simon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Boo, 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 whatever it is.
Is that our intro music?
I don't know.
That was good. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Get Up. What are we calling it?
Simon Says. Simon Says Podcast.
The Simon Says Podcast. And that beautiful tune you just heard was our intro music, which we haven't decided on yet.
Yeah, we have.
What?
I thought it was going to be the Get Up Show song, but longer.
Yeah, but I'm having trouble making that work.
You mean there's an extended version?
Yeah, it's got Skip and Carmen's name in it. Don't think about it too much. It's okay. It's okay.
Wait a minute.
Back then, Steve and Chuck were not as busy as they are now, and they made us a full song. When I went to them years later and said, hey, guys, remember me? We got new people on the show, and sure would be neat if you guys could do a new version of the song. And they were like, yeah, we'll get back to you.
I say we just Samuel L. Jackson that thing and drop ourselves on it.
Okay.
Like snakes on a plane.
Do it. Snake your plane.
All right.
I don't care.
Okay,
so this is it, the Simon Says Podcast. I am not that interested in it as we go right now, so you guys, go ahead.
So do we need to tell people who we are, just, you know, if you're...
Well, if they're here, they found us because they know
us. I mean, maybe they just came across us
accidentally. Listen, I'm Maddie, and I'm the leader of this show. I do all the work. I'm the handsome one. Everybody loves me. And I never misspeak, so... Just go from there.
I'm Charlie, and we let Maddie believe whatever he wants to believe today.
I'm Claude Balls, and I'm filling in for Tater Salad Joe.
Oh, well, look at that. Oh, somebody new is filling in for Tater Salad Joe. Who knows when he'll be back.
So okay. You may have read my novel, Revenge of the Tiger.
I don't read.
Nope.
Everybody is doing podcasts, so we're getting in on the podcast.
So are we really doing a podcast about podcasts?
No, but we're just, part of the first episode is to say what we're doing.
It's our very first podcast, and we don't really know what in the world we're doing. So.
Well, that's not how you establish yourself in the world of podcasts. No, you jump in there like you own the place. You step in like this is the first podcast that ever existed. You're stepping into this thing with groundbreaking material. You're grabbing attention of all the podcasters in the world to say, dang, These people know what it's like. These people are doing it right.
Feral herpes-infected monkeys wreaking havoc in Florida.
See, you just said herpes. It was great to jump in with your headline.
But I already said that I'd never misspeak. And right. So that's on you for hearing me wrong.
Okay, so are they feral?
Clearly.
Feral means they're wild.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Mama always said, don't be wild or you'll get the herpes.
Mm-hmm. So- Is that the old saying?
It is, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But she had it on a towel. She had it on a dish towel in the kitchen, and she had it on a needlepoint in the bathroom right next to no job is finished till the paperwork is done. But where are these?
It's just loose in Florida, and there's those, what was the monkey from Friends? Was it a rhesus monkey?
Marcel.
But aren't those called like
rhesus? No, it was Marcel.
No, that was
listen
a,
to us. Tell a, him what it is.
Is it
Marcel?
It's Marcel. You're saying Reese's. Is it made out of peanut butter and chocolate?
Yes.
Look, you're smarter than that.
I'm not.
You're better than that.
No, it's not.
It's a capuchin monkey.
Cappuccino monkey.
Anyway, the fact is they aren't wild monkeys the way you think about wild monkeys, because these monkeys are ancestors of monkeys who were brought there to be actors on a Tarzan movie.
Yeah, you have
movie.
A story about that. Like, what happened there back in the 50s or something?
No, it was before that. I want to say it was Johnny Weissmuller time, so it would have been in probably the 30s when their Tarzan movies were like a serial. There was always a new Tarzan movie being made.
Mm-hmm.
They had a cast of monkeys that they carried with them to do these Tarzan movies.
As you do.
For effect, you know. And when they got done making the Tarzan movies, they were like, hey, guys, seriously, man, who's going to pack up all these monkeys? Mm. And somebody said, you know what? I won't say anything. If you don't say anything, we're just going to leave them in Florida.
So all the monkeys were former actors that they just left in the wild. Imagine if more movies did that.
What still happens to this day, former actors retire to Florida and just
and
stay
have herpes.
There.
And they're loose.
Maybe?
That's what you hear.
Well, these are spreading it by biting people. I don't know if retired actors are generally biting people. Well,
they do, but
Charlie Sheen probably does.
The retired actors have enough money to pay off the people they bite where you never hear about it. The monkeys, they
hard out here being a monkey. $20 is $20. Well, those are just kind of, that's an example of some of the quality stories that we bring to the table every day here on the Get Up Show.
This isn't like a commercial for the show. This completely stands alone.
This completely stands alone, and I will not be doing this anymore.
You know, you were talking about your T-shirt quilt, your concert T-shirt quilt, which I think is a great idea. But as it goes, I went to so many concerts when I was a kid. I got it all out of my system.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much always got a T-shirt. I saw Paul McCartney, David Bowie, The Who a bunch of times, Elton John a bunch of times, Kiss, you know. Everybody that you go see, and I had all the T-shirts, and I was thinking, since they now couldn't fit me as a glove, that would be a cool thing to do, make a quilt out of it. I cannot find them anymore.
Well, thankfully,
I kept a bunch of mine, but I still think I probably threw away, let someone borrow, lost a bunch as well. But thankfully, I had some really cool ones, things from like Motley Crue's Theater of Pain tour, Girls, Girls, Girls tour. I have a Rat T-shirt, some Bon Jovi ones. Whatever. And long before it was a thing on Facebook where you could just send them to somebody and they'd make them for you, my sister-in-law can quilt. And she made me this gorgeous quilt out of my rock concert T-shirts. And it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite things that I own.
And do you use it or is it like put away?
No, it's hanging on the back of the couch in our extra room that we don't really use.
Mm. Oh, wow. Fancy bonus extra room. Wow. Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be a dining room.
Okay, Miss Vanderbilt.
The only time I want, my favorite concert shirt was a 92 Lollapalooza shirt.
Yeah.
And I wore it into the ground. And I think one of my friends borrowed it and never came back.
That's what always happens.
So I tried to find one on eBay and I found one almost identical to the one I had. I got it. And it just smelled. Like, it had a smell. Like, you know, like, and I washed it a bunch. And it still
had a smell?
It still smelled like somebody else.
We did a thing once at a radio station I worked at where we're like, hey, bring us your old ratty concert T-shirt and we'll give you a brand new T-shirt from our radio station. And be like, give you a brand new Simon T-shirt. And we had a couple people bring them in and they were the same way. We're like, oh, this is cool. It's a Guns N' Roses What is that smell?
Oh, well, what would you compare it to? What did it smell like?
The best thing I could say is it smelled like someone. It was like I smoke in my house, so like it almost still smelled like cigarette smoke.
And I also work on cars every day, and
I don't mind that. Like
no,
I
it's like all
mind.
The smells mixed together though.
But it's crazy when you I washed it a couple times and it still.
Do you think that it was just in your head though? Like you had your initial reaction to the shirt and you were disappointed. You smelled the shirt the first time, and you were like, oh, that doesn't smell like my shirt. And then after that, you convinced yourself it still smelled like it?
Oh, maybe, because I don't like the idea of putting on somebody else's clothes.
That's like my cousin who thought I was ridiculous for buying pants at Goodwill and Salvation Army back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
His quote was, they don't make enough detergent.
Because they're farted in.
That's right. But I'm looking at Lollapalooza t-shirts from 1992. What did yours have a moose on it?
No, it was the one with a swirly pattern. It was white with like a giant red swirl, and It's been super hard to find.
Yeah, I'd say it's hard to find because the only one I can find here is $55, and it's not what you're saying.
No,
it's got like a moose on it. But eBay is great for finding, you know, stuff that you used to have that something happened to it.
Yeah, I was trying to think of if there's anything else like that where there was another one. It was the original Paul's Boutique from the Beastie Boys cassette. It was an orange cassette that I used to have, and I kind of wish I still had that.
Oh, yeah, I have some things like that. Like when I got really poor and I sold CDs and stuff, why did I sell that?
Can I make a quilt out of old cassette tapes?
I'm
the same way. I sold some of the killerest stuff, man, back when I was so poor that I had to do it to buy toilet paper and food and gas.
Exactly.
Like Elvis Sun Records 78s that I sold.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that why you continuously buy stuff now?
I mean, yeah. I'm disappointed because I sold like a Poison CD that was the open up and say, the original cover with the tribal guy on it and his tongue sticking out, and then they blocked it out because it was too offensive.
See, if I had 50 of those, I'd give them all to you.
Exactly. Well, that's my thing. I'm worried about this Poison CD, and he's like, I had some vintage Elvis 78 records. It's oh, God.
All right. Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique cassette, super rare yellow tape, $59.95.
Mine was orange.
Yours was orange.
But still, I was just at home, speaking of finding like old stuff, I went back to my parents' house and went through the vinyl, and I was laughing because I found some like my original vinyl. I definitely now have my Madonna Like a Virgin.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
My Duran Duran Arena. The one that I'm bummed I don't have anymore is my Break In One soundtrack.
Well, okay, you know what some of my original vinyl was? Donnie and Marie, Leif Garrett, and Sean Cassidy.
See, but that'd be cool if you still had it.
Would it?
I mean,
I don't really think it would.
I think it'd be fun. Throw it on, hang out. You know, you're messing around the house.
Pull out my hairbrush, sing along like I did when I was 5.
I mean, it's what you do.
I've got a Break In soundtrack here. Jeez, this is the CD. It's $98, man. Did you say you wanted vinyl?
Yeah, good luck.
Man, I'm still looking. What's something else that you guys may have lost that I could help you find?
Is there any KTEL vinyl on there?
Oh, sure.
Some of that was my favorite, too.
Well, what were those glasses we were talking about the other day? Remember we had those collector's Burger King glasses?
Oh, sure, the Smurfs.
They were from Hardee's. You talking about Looney Tunes glasses?
Yeah, but I had the whole Burger King, because that's what we had when I was growing up, but the Star Wars collection. I remember having those.
The best story that we got when we were talking about those Hardee's Looney Tunes glasses was the guy who called up and said that he knew how to mix his vodka drinks because he poured vodka up to Petunia Pig's dress.
Yes.
And that's how he knew he had enough vodka to make his drink. And when he dropped his glass and broke it, he didn't know what to do with his life.
Did he quit drinking?
Oh, no.
Probably not.
Straight from the bottle. It was all downhill after that.
Oh.
But here's KTEL Records. There's so many of them. I mean, there's KTEL Hit Machine, 20 original hits, 1976.
One of them had probably that one.
Ooh, Daffy Dances.
Oh, no.
20 original hits, Daffy Dances.
We had one that I had one that had Blondie's Heart of Glass on it.
I want to know.
I feel like
Daffy
that was Hit Machine.
Dances.
I can tell you if I could see the.
Do you have any of the old music that used to tape off the radio?
Oh yeah.
No. You know, the problem is I've moved so many times because I'm kind of a gypsy, and I've moved and moved and moved, and every time I move, I get rid of some more stuff, And sometimes to my detriment, where I'm like, why did I get rid of that?
Every time I hear Stairway to Heaven, I think of a cassette that I had taped it off the radio and something went wrong and I had like made my own edit in it. Like I inserted the sound like, by in a stairway. Like I had to, like there was a problem with the tape, so I sang in the part.
Oh no. But that's great.
So every time I hear it, I think of my own edit.
Well, that's like if you have a tape that has a glitch in it, mm-hmm. and then when you hear the song and it doesn't have the glitch in it, you're like, hey, what's wrong here?
I had a Bon Jovi tape that I had that I listened to over and over and over and over and over again. To this day, I cannot hear that song without the glitch in it.
Okay, you guys, this is very important. I have to break in here with some important news that just broke.
What's that?
Here are the 20 original Daffy dances from K-Tel. The Fly, The Duck. If you guys remember any of these, I want to see it.
Feel free to start dancing.
The Bounce.
That's probably just jumping, isn't
the
it?
The Climb, Pony Time, the Freeze, The Hully Gully.
Okay, I don't know what
Let's
that is.
Dance, The Limbo Rock, Land of a Thousand Dances, Mashed Potato Time, The Harlem Shuffle, Do the Freddy, The Locomotion, The Twist, The Bristol Stomp, Bunny Hop, Cool Jerk, The Stroll, and my personal favorite, The Huckabuck.
Thankfully, most of these are self-explanatory.
Yeah, the Huckabuck especially. I mean, if you're going to hucka, you're going to buck.
I need all these for my wedding DJ business. Let's get everybody out of the dance floor. It's time to huckabuck.
This is probably these 20 songs plus Electric Slide. Are the do not play at my wedding list.
Exactly.
So that means there's still a chance for the chicken dance?
Ooh, forgot the chicken dance.
Oh, God. And that's please go Macarena's.
Also on eBay, you can regularly find Cheetos that look like things and chicken nuggets that look like things. How much was the lady trying to get for her manatee nugget?
$5,000.
I just can't believe it. I think that was taken down. You said she was selling it on Facebook. Was it on Facebook
Marketplace?
Yeah,
she had it on Facebook Marketplace, and she got it at a Culver's store that was near the Manatee Viewing Center. So maybe that's why maybe it's worth some extra money because it's like, oh, look at this store right here. And now they've got manatee chicken nuggets.
But that's the only reason it looked like a manatee to her because it was in her mind because she was near manatees when she got the nugget.
Right.
So you're saying if she was near, like, I don't know, a hippo rescue place.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, it looks like hippos. Or
exactly. She was near the Harley Davidson shop. Hey, that looks like a motorcycle. See what I mean?
What I like is that she's like, I was going to give the money to charity. Yeah,
no,
right.
You were not. And she's like, you must see it in person to appreciate it.
How much money do you guys have between you right now today?
In my wallet?
Yeah, I mean, if we were to make an investment today, how much money do you?
Like $3?
Well, how much could you get? Like if you went to the ATM, what's your daily max?
Oh, I think $300.
$300 for you? What do you got?
Probably $300.
So that's $600. Okay, I'll throw in $100. And
that's
not
your daily max.
I didn't say my daily max, but if you guys each come up with three, I'll throw in a hun, mm-hmm. and we can get this Mickey Mouse-shaped chicken nugget for just $600 online today.
My question, wait a minute. That, first of all, it doesn't really look like Mickey Mouse, but second of all, don't you automatically want to then taste it?
Of course.
Like,
why would you not?
The minute you got it, how could you not eat it? I couldn't just put it in a little shadow box and let it sit there.
Well, like all the Cheetos. Like, you know, you always see like, hey, this Cheeto looks like Abraham Lincoln. Well, don't you kind of want to have a taste?
Right.
To see if it tastes like Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know who stops eating long enough to see that any of their food looks like certain
shapes.
That
is true.
Yeah, that's like it would be more like, hey, I got to tell you something. This nugget I just ate looked like a manatee.
Exactly. While it was going in my mouth, I was like, hey, that kind of looks like a manatee.
Here's another one, you guys. And you could probably handle this one all by yourself with your $300 max out of the ATM. This is a rare Wendy's spicy chicken nugget. Only one in the world. Completely, perfectly heart-shaped. We can get it on a buy it now for $500. But the bid is only $238.
Oh.
You know what you do with that? You break it in half, and then you give it to a special somebody.
I hook it on a necklace. And
God, that's so sweet.
Here, will you wear my chicken nugget?
You're sharing your nugget, and you pop it right in your mouth. No! That was just right? Special. Spit it out!
Here, this is for you. Nom.
Okay. Here is probably one of the rarest Cheetos that you guys will ever find. How's your credit? What's your credit score?
It's pretty darn good. Thank you very much.
Mine's money right now.
Are you over 700?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Are you 800?
some days.
No, I'm not quite there.
Okay.
It has been.
Yeah.
Because for $25,000, you guys could invest in the extremely rare I Hate Chocolate Mary's Mother SpongeBob character Cheeto. Huh? There's only one, but there it is, and it looks just like the character from SpongeBob. And...
How much? $25,000.
Yeah, but if that's too rich for you, yeah. Maybe I could interest you in a ultra rare Simba from the Lion King Cheeto, also a one of a kind Cheeto collectible, just $3,335.
See, I don't know about this whole one of a kind thing because have we checked every Cheeto bag in the world?
So far, it's one of a kind.
It looks like an alligator. Okay, it doesn't look like Simba.
Looks just like
it looks like one of those stick bugs.
Ooh, and if you were upset because you didn't get the manatee. Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a flaming hot Cheeto shaped like a sperm whale, ultra rare. It's only $1,975 right now. Could be yours.
Who values Cheetos? Is there somebody whose job is?
Hold on. What? You thought you were excited before. Wait just a minute. Extremely rare, one of a kind, baby seal shaped Cheeto. Good God, look at it. Don't look at the price, but doesn't that look like a baby seal? Can you see it?
Oh, I thought that was the whale.
Isn't that cute? No, the whale. Look, see that?
Oh, that one.
Isn't that cute?
It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like somebody stuck it in their mouth and kind of worked it down a little.
Whatever it takes. $23,527.94.
All right, so here's what we do. Let's go to the break room, buy all the Cheetos, pour them out on the counter, I guarantee we can find some ultra rare, one of a kind.
We're out of
here. Whatever's.
Right. Well, here's the thing. These are the asking prices. Are these ever realized?
Do any of them even have bids?
These are buy it nows with best offers.
Oh.
Here's a rare Cheeto, man shape, holding blank, Ron Jeremy Cheeto.
Oh.
And that's only $9,999.99.
Oh, Ron.
Wow, if you like
price has gone down.
Like your Cheetos on the naughty side.
Big and naughty. That's a big naughty Cheeto right there.
The hedgehog.
That Cheeto,
in Cheeto form.
That Cheeto could eat itself.
I don't want to see it.
I just,
ooh, wow. Here's a Cheeto that's number four, and it's only $2,500. We'd be stupid not to buy this.
It's a number four?
Look at it. It's a perfect number four.
It is a number four. At least that actually looks like what it's supposed to look like.
Oh, and here's Batman crying Cheeto. It's $2,286.
Again.
It's his tier.
I guess you just put as high a number as possible. For the person who puts $23,000, is there a floating Cheeto scale? Are there people who have paid that much for a Cheeto at some point?
Well, I want to know, has anyone ever paid more than $1.69 for a Cheeto ever in their life?
I'm going to let you know in just a second. But first, you guys think this is cute and funny and all.
Yeah.
But here's the extremely rare Walking Jesus Crunchy Cheeto, $2,250. And if you don't, you're going to go to hell.
How is Jesus less than?
That's what I'm telling you. So you,
the
you think this
the
is
seal.
Cute? You think this is cute? I'm talking to you.
I don't understand.
Shouldn't he
be more expensive?
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't see your checkbook out. So stop. Stop.
I think I left my checkbook at home.
Ooh, and here's John Lennon walking across Abbey Road Cheeto, $1,500.
Strangely, it looks just like the Jesus walking Cheeto.
It kind of looks like a creeper from Minecraft.
These are great. Oh, wow. Women's knee-high boot crunchy Cheeto, $1,360.
Or it's Italy.
Okay, now I'm going to go and see what these actually went for. Let's see. Cheeto rare.
See, I feel like this has come out before where people actually have spent money on these. Because, the whole thing with potato, because it was always potato chips. It's like, this potato chip looks like
Ronald
Reagan.
I still don't know that anybody ever actually paid for these things, though.
Best offer accepted. Monstrously. Yeah, there you go. Monstrously rare psychedelic magic mushroom Cheeto. It was originally listed for $9,699. A best offer was accepted on it. We don't know what the offer was.
And so when you eat that one, is it really a magic mushroom?
I don't think it
looks like it. Matthew, that's probably why it sold. Someone got hopeful.
Oh my God. Rare Cheeto Statue of Liberty, $1,400, was sold on October 11th.
No, it wasn't. They bought it from themselves.
You can't do that. You get kicked off.
I don't believe that anybody's actually selling these things.
Look, eBay has Elmo Rhythms. They can find you. They're running Elmo Rhythms in the background all the time.
How do you package and, how do you package and then send off a Cheeto without anything
right.
happening to
what
it?
If
you just
it...
you put it in the envelope, smash it, get that in there, stamp on it. Here's your $1,000 Cheeto.
You just put it in a regular mailing envelope, like not even a bubble wrap or anything.
I don't know what happened in this. LeBron James Cheeto was sold on December 5th for $1,000. That was a great Christmas present for some kid.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
ooh.
How do you know it was what it was, and it wasn't just that someone dropped a Cheeto in your stocking?
Flamin' Hot Cheeto shaped like Apple AirPod, ultra rare for collectors, $999. Best offer was accepted on that. So
how do I know that it's flaming hot because I'm not supposed to lick
it? It burns when you put it in your ear.
But it's only one.
Yeah, I lost the other one. As usual.
I swallowed the other one. Don't get your phone too close to me.
You got to wait till it comes out.
Okay, now this one is perfectly reasonable. How many of these would you like? Penguin Cheeto, $100. That one sold in October. And that's, I mean, who wouldn't buy a Penguin Cheeto for $100? When you're thinking about they go as high as $25,000, and then you realize you can have...
It's a steal. I mean,
and that's really,
I can see like reasoning that logic and say, look at what these cost, and I got this one for $100. Honey, look at this new collectible for
now,
our house.
This one I might have bought. It's a super rare crunchy Cheeto, super long, shaped like Harry Potter wand. It's as long as the guy's hand. Have you ever seen a Cheeto that long?
I actually have.
Just quit lying. You say
no,
anything.
No, I've seen some long Cheetos.
Yeah, you've seen some long Cheetos. Where are they?
What'd
you get?
Hey,
how much did you get for them?
What do you think? I ate them. Well, Harry like Potter wasn't out yet. I haven't had a Cheeto in years.
I've had like super long French fries before, and I immediately eat them. It's like I don't think I've ever stopped and thought I could make some money off this.
So when you purchase this super long Harry Potter wand Cheeto, how do you display it in your house?
Carefully.
You don't just eat it?
Well, if we're buying it as a collectible and
Shadow
we're supposed
box.
To be displaying all of them, I mean, I really feel like we're going to bring a lot of ants around.
No. You got to seal it up nice in a shadow box with a nice mat. And one of those, like, and maybe light it just so you can get, like, a little bit of the shadow. It really shows off the depth of it.
Here's the thing, though. We'll go to
Michael's.
You're getting into some dangerous territory because if you have one Cheeto in the shadow box, what you need is more Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to end up with a collection. That's how collections start. If you have one thing in a place that can hold more things,
yeah,
this is how I start my new collection.
But why would you pay $1,000 for a Cheeto if you weren't planning to have a collection of them?
You don't plan these things. They plan you.
it's usually clickety-click.
Actually, that really happened. Like, when I was a little girl, I had a collection of angel bells, and it wasn't that I wanted to collect them. Mm-hmm. It's just people kept giving them to me as gifts.
Oh, that's like my mom. She once told me that she likes to collect little vases, and you should see her house now because that's all I've got in my
head.
I never
even said I wanted to collect them. They just kept appearing, and then I ended up with like 30 of them.
Well, with me, it's like if I find something that's cool, throw out something. Anything.
Flasks.
Oh, my God. So I bought one flask. It looked like a pickle, I think, was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Either a pickle or a clam.
The razor clam?
Yeah, it was either the pickle or the clam. And I thought, wow, that is neat. That's a flask that looks like a food item. This would have been used during Prohibition times between 1920 and 1933 to smuggle alcohol, secretly.
Right, because lots of people carry clams in their pocket.
Well, if you were carrying your bag of groceries, you would have all sorts of things in there anyway. So I bought the clam. And then I thought, hey, I wonder what else might be a flask. Then I bought a cigar. Then I bought a pickle. Then I bought a book. Then
the
I bought
radio.
A gun. Then I bought a radio. Then I bought, you know, it goes on and on.
Turns out there's all kinds of flasks out there.
But that's how collections start.
Mm.
See, I started that with radios as I started getting old radios, but then I realized how much they cost and I stopped collecting radios. I ended up with like five of them and then I'm like, oh, that's good enough for me.
You got five old radios?
Yeah.
Huh.
One of them was in, what TV show? The Crown. I saw it in the background of The Crown.
Is it an actual prop from the show or it just looks like it?
It just looked like
Be careful saying things like that. Because in my world...
Oh, I need...
He's like,
your,
wait a minute. Yeah. Ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, in my world, you're saying it was
It was literally in The Crown.
A film used prop from the show.
No.
Like my bookends
like
from The Rockford Files that are brass geese. Or my sugar container from Seinfeld... Or my glass.
Wait, you have a sugar container that was actually used on Seinfeld?
Yeah, it was at the diner at Tom's.
Oh.
It was on one of the tables.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. So it just looks like any other sugar container.
But it came from...
they tell you that it came from...
Yeah. They tell, and it's tagged from the prop master. And I've got a glass that was used on Andy Griffith's show. I've got a cleaver and a little shelf thing that was on Gunsmoke. I don't know. A bunch of stuff like that.
You had the bookends here, didn't you?
Did I bring them in or did I show you pictures of them?
No, I think they were here. You know, they were here because remember we put a fake phone on it and it was talking on the phone.
Oh, that's right. We did have them. And I used to have my Gong Show trophy next to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was back when I was collecting trophies because I got a trophy and then got another one. And once you have two, that starts a collection.
Of course. You can't just have two.
Well, so what have we learned today? That if we want to get one Cheeto, we're going to have to get 46?
Well, yeah. I mean, why stop at 46? It just depends.
There's no limit to the number.
And how do you, wait, if we put in our money together, then how do we split that up?
Well, you bite one end of the Cheeto and I'll bite the other end of the Cheeto.
How do you share a collection?
Is there a timeshare option?
My thing is, you know, if I could get a museum to take all of my Cheetos and display them together, I'd give them all my Cheetos.
But you wouldn't allow a museum to take just one or two.
No way.
Like, we want the baby seal. We want the walking Jesus.
Nope. You take them all, or I'm keeping them all. I'm eating these Cheetos.
I don't know if I want the Harry Potter one.
You either display them, or I'm eating them.
Okay, so listen, thanks so much for listening to the first podcast. We hope that you've learned a little something about Cheetos and a little something about life.
And a little something about collections.
Charlie, parting words from you.
Thank you all for listening. We'll try and do this again, I think, again sometime.
Maddie?
I think that we're going to do it post them up every Thursday.
I don't know. That's like, you know, you got people sitting around waiting. And
no,
what if
we're going to do it
happens.
Every Thursday. It's going to happen.
Oh,
and this
you're
is
putting
on
a lot of pressure on us.
That's
I don't
on
know.
You. It's totally on you.
All right. Well, then I've
Sean and I have not committed to this.
I will prepare to let
Thursday.
You down as I let everybody down all the time.
All right, off to the snack machine to buy the Cheetos.
Woohoo!
Fare thee well. What do we say at the end? Is there an ending or does it just
Simon says podcast?
Make it a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.